$5,000 or more on at least two federal student loans, then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Well, that's it. That's right. Starting off another hour, it is Bucket Strategy Investing. We got more of the best in money information. That's all coming up just ahead. I'm Johnny Dean. I've got Professor Rick Plum, certified financial planner, here with me in studio, and we're standing by ready to take your calls. We're going to do that first, by the way. As always, we'll talk about any money issue that you might have, any question at all that needs answering. We got more of your emails to get to. We'll get to those as well. So answers to that will be coming up in just a little bit. We have some lines open, but not all right now. So you can give us a call while the opportunity presents itself. 877-PLANNER. That's our number here in the studio. That's 877-752-6637. Those emails, you send them to us via our website. That's also known as wealthed.com. At the Find Your Answer link there at the top of the page, we'll get them right here in the studio and answer them, of course. Professor Rick Plum, certified financial planner, here with me once again from Lucia Capital Group. So if you got a money question or if you need a bucket strategy done just for you, and I would suggest that you do, you can reach Rick or any of the advisors that we got on hand at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. We are here to give you the help that you need. So again, the off-air number, 800-644-1150. Talk to any of the advisors about your retirement strategy. If you don't have one, you can get one. They'll be happy to talk to you. On the air, reach us at 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We're going to take some calls right now and then get to some of these emails, some leftover topics as well from last week. A lot of stuff to get to, plenty of time to do that, but not plenty of time to get your calls in, so do it right now. Let's start the hour off with Jeff in Houston, Texas. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, hello. Hey, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, terrific. Hey, so I've got money in a IRA, and I'm thinking of converting it over to a Roth. Now, okay. If I do that, there's a tax event that happens, correct?
Correct.
Can I take that tax event and offset it with capital losses that I've been carrying over from year to year to year?
Only $3,000 worth of it.
Only $3,000. Okay.
Yeah, explain how this works.
The IRA to Roth conversion creates ordinary income. A distribution from an IRA is taxed as ordinary income. And so it's along the lines of interest, you know, wages, passive income. It's ordinary income. Capital losses can offset capital gains to an unlimited amount, no matter if to the extent you have unlimited, to the extent you have losses. But it can only be used to offset up to $3,000 of ordinary income in any given year. So this is going to be fall into that area where it is not a capital gain tax on the conversion. It's an ordinary income tax, and that's limited to being offset by $3,000 from capital losses.
Okay, so it would, but the $3,000 that I do on my taxes every year,
that's the same three.
It's the same three. So okay. So let me tell you my circumstance, and let me know what you think I should do with it.
Okay. Yeah, please.
Back in 2000, I lost about $100,000 in stocks, just in a brokerage account. Every year since then, so I just stopped investing in a brokerage account, but I only invest in an IRA account now.
Okay.
But, so I have not had any gains. So every year, I take $3,000 worth of loss and I put it on my tax form. So I've been doing that for 15, 16 years, trying to recoup that $100,000 of loss.
Right.
I'm halfway through it, so I've got about $50,000 worth of losses
being carried forward
that I keep carrying over. Is that what I should be doing, or should I just go ahead and somehow I feel like I've got money that the government's holding on to?
How old are you?
48.
Now, when you put money into an IRA, are you getting a tax deduction for this IRA?
Am I getting a tax? Yeah, so I'm contributing to a 401k.
Oh, 401k, okay. I mean,
yeah, and then I have a 401k, and then I've had several employers. Every time I've left my employer, I've rolled out,
okay.
I've got my own IRA, and then I've also got a 401k.
Yeah, so I mean, we still want to do the 401k, assuming that the tax deduction is a primary concern. How much money do you? What is the household income, and are you married?
Yes, I'm married. About $200,000.
Yeah, so that tax deduction still means a lot by putting money into the 401k. Do you have a very large 401k balance?
Yes.
Now, like million or more?
$600,000-$700,000.
Okay. I'm still. And will you have pensions when you retire?
No.
Okay. I'm still thinking that the distribution, you know, the distribution when you come to retirement, it's going to be in a lower bracket than you are today. With $200,000 household income, you're in the 25, maybe the 28% income tax bracket. With $700,000, even $1 million in retirement, that'll probably put you in the 15% bracket in retirement. So the tax deduction still makes some sense. So I don't necessarily want to give up that tax deduction on the 401k, but know that investing in personal accounts is going to be kind of like, I'd still rather do the Roth even at that point and use my $3,000, just make sure I live long enough to use it all up. Unfortunately, I think these other areas, doing your 401k, getting the tax deduction, doing a Roth IRA, if you can do it, to build up tax-free money at any time in the future. And then
right. I don't think I can do a Roth, can I? I haven't been able to do a Roth in several years.
Yeah, because you're over the limit. You're over the $183,000, $184,000 limit.
Right.
But to the extent, now, does your wife have any IRAs?
Yes.
Okay. If you don't have IRAs, then we could find a way to do Roth. Okay, since you can't do Roths, I don't have a problem investing for growth in my personal account because I basically have akin to a tax-free $50,000 of growth coming my way. I can invest
right.
and create $50,000 of capital gains, whether they be short-term or long-term, in the next X number of years, and I can offset 100% of it with the losses I already have on the books. So I don't have to worry
okay.
about turnover right away. I don't have to worry about what's happening. I've got almost like a $50,000 get out of jail free card on the next $50,000 of gain.
Right.
So I like doing the 401k as much as possible, but to the extent that you can invest personally, I have no problem investing personally because in worst case scenario, you have very little gains realized and you wait until you're, you know, 60, 70, 80 years old to sell the stuff. Yeah, you're going to be in a lower tax bracket then. If you do have
okay.
gains along the way, you get to offset them.
Okay, so the funds I have to do any kind of personal investing outside of a 401k would be taken from a 529 plan that I have set up for my three kids.
529 is going to be ordinary income as well.
Explain that. So,
assuming it's even taxed. I mean, you did a 529 for the tax-free growth for your children's college education. To the
right.
extent that you're paying college education from these accounts, the money's tax-free anyway. You're not using up any of those losses. If to the extent that the distribution from the 529 plan is not used for qualified higher education expenses, it's ordinary income. It's not going to be offset by the losses that you're carrying forward.
Oh, I still, even if all three of my kids get through college and I've got $20,000 left, I can't subtract that from the $50,000 I've already lost?
Nope. It's an ordinary income asset if it's not used for qualified higher education expenses. Ordinary income?
Okay.
Same thing that we're dealing with the IRA.
So would you divert money, like right now I'm putting in a monthly amount for my three kids' college education. Would you divert that and just have a regular brokerage account?
I might. I mean, I wouldn't do it just to use up the $3,000. I'm going to bank on you living another 15 years. I'm going to bank on you being able to use those $3,000 a year of losses to offset income that's going to be taxed at a higher bracket than capital gains. So I'd actually rather use them at $3,000 a year against my high income 28% bracket than against long-term capital gains that's at a 15% bracket.
Okay.
I mean, it's a consolation prize, unfortunately, for losing money. But I like using it against the higher income rather than the better tax treatment of capital gains.
Okay. So, again, what I'm doing is just taking the $3,000 every year is probably about the best bet I can do.
It's the only
for
bet
now.
You can do.
Yeah.
I would not want to overfund my 529s. I would not want to end up with $20,000 after all three kids went to school. But unless you've already got a lot there, I know what it costs to put three kids through college. You're not going to end up with 20 grand.
Right. Okay. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for the call, Jeff.
Boy, do I know it.
Well, yeah, yeah. Well, you're done with that now.
I am.
So that's good.
I can speak for solid evidence. I know I've lived through it.
There's more. There's more to come.
Yeah. They backed it right up with wedding season, right after college season.
I know it, and there's going to be more to come after that. Now, okay, so his concern, he's been doing this for, he has had no gains since 2000.
Well, he hasn't done any personal investing.
No, so because he put it all inside the IRA.
Which doesn't create capital gains.
Right. I guess you could argue whether or not that's a good strategy.
He's doing the right thing. Yes, he's not using up his losses that quickly. He's got this
carry forward. He's got 15 more years of doing it, perhaps.
Yeah.
You know?
And he's not investing personally to create the capital gains, but that's not a big issue. He's in a very high tax bracket right now. He'll be in a lower tax bracket when he retires.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense to get that tax break of the contribution.
Absolutely, yeah.
And if he'd had $3-5 million in there, I probably would have switched gears.
In the 401k?
In the 401ks, yeah. In the tax deferred accounts.
Yeah.
Because then he would have been in a higher bracket in retirement.
Based on required minimum distributions.
Right. And it's just going to be that way. So building a personal portfolio would have made sense. And the 529 makes sense too, because he's expecting to use it all for college and then some.
Yeah.
So I like doing that too. And I do like using the $3,000 of losses to offset the highest income. It's just going to take time.
Yeah, that's all it is. And that's the highest income, your
highest
ordinary
taxed income.
Highest taxed income, your ordinary income tax rate. Okay, lines open. We got a couple of folks on hold, but more calls, more emails, etc. coming up. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER. It's Bucket Strategy Investing.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning?
Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing?
Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
In this town with you, 877-PLANNER, our number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. I live in a room on the phones right now, so if you want to join us, ask your money questions, you can do so. Any money question at all, we're here to answer them for you at 877-752-6637. So I have one from, this is an interesting email, from Ned in Ryerson, Wyoming. I haven't checked to see if that's the actual city, but anyway. Brain Trust, says Ned. I've recently started working for a certain rideshare company. I won't state the name, but it has turned out to be uber profitable in recent days. No idea what that is. Okay.
So we got a driver.
I guess so. Since these companies consider the drivers independent contractors, I'm getting a 1099. My question is, what is the best tax strategy to withhold taxes? Do I subtract the, and he says, is it 7.6% for FICA?
Well, I've got some bad news for you.
You might want to get your calculator out and put a times two. Now, plus my estimated taxes, that's question one. Also, I hear people talk about paying quarterly. Does this mean I should send them this money every few months and file in the beginning of the year? Finally, you getting all this?
Well, you can remind me.
Okay. Can I deduct expenses like gas and maintenance even though my car is also my personal vehicle? Is there a calculation? Thank you for being the best financial show in all of the known and unknown universe ever since the Coolidge administration.
The Coolidge administration?
So yeah, that's...
There was somebody better than us before that, then.
They had a really good... talked about during William Howard Taft and all that stuff. There was a really good financial show on the radio between 1908 and 1921.
Anyway, Mr. Ned, the FICA tax that you're so worried about at 7.65%, well, FICA for an employee is 6.2, Medicare is 1.45, but you're not an employee. You're self-employed. You get to pay both of those and the employer's side of it, because the employer pays an equal amount. So you get to pay 15.3% Social Security tax on basically everything you make less expenses. You do get to take expenses against the revenue that you're creating. You either take actual expenses, keep very close tabs, and then use a percentage of every expense you make towards the cost of doing business. So if you drive, 30% of your time for this ride sharing application, or and 70% for personal, 30% of every expense you have for your car is deductible, 70% is not. Or you keep track of the miles, which you're going to have to keep track of either way, and you use a flat mileage rate. It's, 55 cents a mile right now? I can't remember. But you just you calculate how many miles you drove for that particular issue. Once you get the call to go get the person and then to get all your mileage that you drive specifically for, being a driver, and you just use it as a number times the mileage rate, and you get to use that as a deduction on your Schedule C, self-employed tax return. Now, should you be paying this along the way?
It probably makes more sense, otherwise you'll owe a lot of taxes when you file your tax return in April. How do you go about doing it? Quarterly is one way to do it. You can do quarterly payments towards the taxes that you're going to ultimately owe. Or you can, if you have a day job, you can increase the withholding on your paid, your regular paycheck, if you can afford to do so, to basically pay into the system so that you, at the end of the year, you get enough in through your paycheck withholding to cover not only the, you know, salary that you're receiving from your day job, but also the potential taxes that you're going to owe from being a driver. So there's a couple of ways to do it. Do you have to pay quarterly payments? Probably not, because unless you took a real big drop in income from last year on your day job, this new income is over and above last year's income. As long as you pay in at least 100% of last year's tax liability through your normal withholding, then you're not going to owe a penalty for paying the taxes next April when you owe it, but you will pay it. So you do have to at least go through some calculations to make sure that you don't owe any penalties. Probably not unless your day job, your regular job, went down in income, and then you're picking it up by driving. But you are going to owe more, and it is a pretty hefty FICA tax, but definitely there are applications to keep track of. It sounds like you're more tech-savvy because you're dealing with a tech-savvy driving situation. Get an application to keep track of your mileage. Keep good notes on your mileage so you know exactly how many, because that mileage deduction comes in handy. I mean, it can reduce your net profit quite a bit. And when you do reduce your net profit, you reduce your taxes you owe. Federal, state, if you live in a state.
Does that reduce the FICA and all that?
And it reduces FICA because that is a business expense. When you fill out your business return, you're going to start with all those 1099s, less all your business expenses. The car is your business expense. And so it does help reduce the taxes. Keep track of it. Keep good care. And I know there are apps, or just, you know, get a logbook. And every time you drive, note the mileage. Start mileage, end mileage. You know, calculate, okay, I drove, you know, $227 on this, or 227 miles on this day. I drove 52 miles on this day. And by the end of the year, you add it all up, and you come up with a nice deduction.
Yeah, and now I got to think, because I'm sure he's just raking it in on Uber. They all do, right? These Uber drivers, sorry, these car share.
Yes.
It's Uber, okay? These Uber drivers.
Lynx, Uber, whatever.
Whatever it is. Yeah, Lyft. Are they all having to withhold FICA and Medicare? I know they're supposed to, but all they're getting is a 1099 saying, hey,
they're
we paid you $100 for this, we paid you $80 for that, and they get a whole bunch of different 1099s.
Yes.
And so they're supposed to figure out, and a lot of these are, you know, young guys or women or whatever, they're supposed to figure out withholding 15.2%. I'm sorry, 15.3%. That's right, it's 1.45.
Yes.
Yes, on the Medicare side. I mean, I don't know if these people are doing this or not.
They want to avoid penalties. Now, if this is their very first year driving and they had very little income or no income last year, or they're doing it as a second job, and the income from their day job is about the same so that their taxing will be the same, then they don't necessarily have to pay quarterlies this year. They have to fall within the safe harbor rules. We've talked about the safe harbor rules before. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter. I mean, if you are self-employed or an employee, you still have to meet the safe harbor rules. It's just easier if you can withhold it from your paycheck, my opinion, than if you can withhold it your paycheck than doing quarterly payments.
So the job where it's actually being taken out and they're already taking care of that, you can withhold
if
more.
If you're withholding enough. Yeah, you can withhold more there.
Yes, yeah. And you can always withhold.
But that's hard to do, because a lot of drivers, they'll drive, you know, a lot this month and not a lot next month, mm-hmm. and they live off of the paycheck, and so they don't want to cut that.
Right.
And they, you know, the driving is a secondary source of income that is for other things, like paying off credit cards or doing other, you know, lifestyle. I mean,
yeah.
And
now,
so it's difficult. So
very quickly, you said before we got a break, safe harbor. Explain what these are.
If you're making money, you owe taxes. That's, you know, just kind of the life that we lead, right? You are supposed to pay your taxes as you make the money on a progressive, you know, prospective basis going forward. You're not allowed to not pay any taxes for the year and then pay them all in April when you file your return, unless you didn't owe any taxes the year before. There are certain amounts that you're supposed to withhold, either through quarterly payments or through withholding on a paycheck, to avoid penalties. The idea is just to know the safe harbor rules so you don't avoid penalties. You're still going to owe the tax either way. Let's just avoid the penalties.
It's a lot of work for, you know, some of these drivers who are, like I said, just, you know, probably just youngish people who are just trying to make a little extra money. All right, 877-PLANNER. More coming up. Lines open. It is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand in hand with a Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS consumeraccess.org number.
Yeah.
What's it good for?
Absolutely.
There you go. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, talking to you about your money and everything else that's on your mind that has to do with finance, retirement, etc. It's Bucket Strategy Investing. We're here for you every day at this time. Our phone lines are open, 877-PLANNER. Get on board. Ask your money questions, 877-752-6637. You can also email us. Once again, we'll get to some more of those emails. Keep them coming in, wealthed.com, our website, WEALTH. wealthed.com. Had a nice seminar workshop, retirement strategies workshop last Saturday, Professor Plum. And I know you had a couple of, we always get interesting questions, different types of questions. What's one that you, anything that you hadn't heard about for a while?
Well, I had two basic different areas. One person was asking about the MIRA, the My IRA.
Oh, that hasn't come up in a long time.
My IRA.
Yes.
The I is not in it because otherwise that would make too much sense. And they're just not a very good idea.
Is this a good idea?
Should I consider this? And they were launched in November 2015. It's a new account that's available. And you can put in $5,500 or $6,500 a year. Whoa, that sounds like an IRA limit.
Boy, it sure does.
To an account. It's for people who don't have a 401k at work. And your employer can withhold from your paycheck and put it into this MIRA account. And it goes into a guaranteed account that can't lose money. Whoopee. If I'm putting in money on an ongoing basis, I want volatility and I want it, and it's long-term money and I want to be able to get some potential growth out of it. Also, if I am putting $5,500 or $6,500 into it, isn't that like an IRA anyway? And with an IRA, I can use a guaranteed account, CD, fixed account, something like that, or I can use, I have a lot of options. But with a MIRA, I have one account, the guaranteed account. I think it's very similar, if not the G fund with the TSP for federal workers.
Is this a tax deductible thing?
It's a tax deductible. Well, no, it's a Roth.
It's a Roth. Okay.
It's not a deduction up front. And if I am putting $5,500 in as a younger person, $6,500 as a 50-year-old or more, once I hit $15,000, nope, can't do it anymore. Can't do any more into a MIRA than $15,000. When that happens, it gets transferred over to a Roth IRA. So why not just start with a Roth IRA? Why do we have to create a brand new retirement account that does nothing for somebody who's systematically saving over a long-term period of time? And if I don't hit the $15,000, maybe I'm only putting in $10 a month into this, and I can't get to the $15,000, but I've been in it for 30 years, it automatically changes to a Roth IRA at that point. Why not just allow employers to do an employer contribution or employer deduction from your IRA or from your paycheck into an IRA? Wouldn't that have solved the same thing without creating a whole new set of rules?
Yeah, it seems to me the reason they're doing this, not so much for the account that you're putting it in, it was to make it an automatic savings plan, right?
But why not just make what's already available automatic?
Because that would make too much sense. It would look like they're not doing anything. You know, if you're out there and you're working and you look busy. You know,
how can you hang your name on something that you didn't create? And that's what they're trying to do.
You can't. And that's.
So sorry, MIRA's out. I don't like them. On the other side, I had some people who were asking, and we don't get a lot of questions about this. Two younger couples who wanted to know about permanent cash value insurance as retirement planning tools. Now, both couples were in their mid-30s, and both couples expressed the desire to retire in 5 years, maybe eight, maybe 10 at the most. You know, that's a fairly aggressive issue. And for one of the couples, I said, yes, it was a good idea. For the other couple, I said it wasn't a very good idea. The couple I said it was not a very good idea was that they really were expecting to be, 5 years was an outside line. They were expecting 2 or 3 years. And so they were only going to fund it over a 1 or 2 or 3, 4 year period of time. The other couple was expecting 5 to 8 years, but they already had the permanent policies. And they had the permanent policies for 5 and 10 years respectively. And so they were going to have in those policies a 15-plus time horizon and a 12-year-plus time horizon for funding them. That made a lot more sense. too short of a time horizon doesn't make sense. But both of the couples fit into the category. They were very high compensated. You know, the high six-figure areas. Not the high hundred, the high six-figure area. They had a lot of extra money to save each month. They needed insurance. They were in a bad tax situation where tax deferral made some sense. And they wanted flexibility in their retirement savings. They already did as much as they could with their retirement plans at work. They were creating a personal portfolio. They were doing everything that made sense for a permanent policy to actually add value to their overall portfolio. But one of them was too short of a time to fund it. 2-3 years is too short of a time to fund it. The other one had already been doing it, and it made sense to continue to do it, and they had it done right. So it makes some sense.
Yeah, and we get questions like that all the time, and if you have any questions on whether or not something is right for you, a right fit, this is a wonderful time to call 877-PLANNER. Great opportunity for you to get in touch with the Brain Trust, 877-752-6637. Let's go next to Dan in Phoenix, Arizona. Dan, how can we help you today?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Good. How are you today?
Good. So I've got a quick question, hopefully. Maybe not so quick, but
okay.
I've got two sons, one in college, one about 2 years away from college, and we've got money in a trust for both of the boys. My older boy is finishing his first year of college, which we paid for with a Coverdale. So we drained the Coverdale, and now it's time for next year to get ready to take money out of the trust to pay for his next year of college. So this is my question. The money in the trust is invested in stocks. Does it make sense for me to open a 529 account, sell out the trust account, repurchase or move that money into the 529, and then begin to drain money off of that 529 to pay for the college?
What kind of trust is this?
It's a revocable trust.
Oh, so it's your family trust. It's your living trust.
It was actually a trust that was set up from a relative that passed away for the boy's education.
Oh, okay. So it's already an education trust.
It's not. It's just a trust.
Oh, yeah. But it's an irrevocable trust. You're the trustee of it?
Directed by that person's will.
Yeah, but you're the trustee of it?
I am the trustee.
Okay. I probably would not use the 529 at this point. The money is not in their name. It's not in your name. It doesn't show up other than the income that's paid out to them each year for the FAFSA.
Well, it is in their name. It's an FBO for the benefit of in each of the boys' names.
Okay, so it's already in their name, and so putting it into a 529 is still going to be basically in their name because it's their money. The advantage of a 529 is the tax-deferred growth. There's not going to be a whole lot of tax-deferred growth. One of them is in his sophomore year. The other one's going to start in another year. There's not going to be a lot of growth. Plus, money that needs to be spent in the next couple of years isn't going to be invested purely for growth anyway because you need to spend it and you don't want to lose it. And so there's not a lot of tax deferral happening at this point. And selling it off, I'm not sure I would be willing to sell it off with the expenses today that close. Now, if they were 10 years old, 11 or less, where there's time horizon for tax deferred growth, I may be more compelled to do it then. I'm just not all that excited. And also, if you sell it, you know, it shows up as an income to the kids too, and it shows up on their tax return because it's their money, right? And that'll
Correct.
Have an issue with the FAFSA. Either way, you're going to have issues with FAFSA, you know, if you're even trying to get financial aid.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's not been a benefit that we've been able to take advantage of. But
so with financial aid,
one reason I was asking was I'd heard that at least in the state of Arizona, that there is a tax credit. So okay. Hypothetically, Arizona, I believe it's up to $4,000. So
okay. Well,
if
that
I were
would
to
be a reason
have
to do
money at 529 and I take out $4,000, I can get a dollar-for-dollar tax credit. That's, again, I'm not 100% sure, but that's what I had heard.
I haven't looked at the Arizona plan, but if they offer a tax credit, but it won't come to you, you don't own the money. The tax credit will go to the kids. Do they owe taxes? Do they pay taxes?
Well, minimally.
It's the kids' money. You can't, you're not supposed to. Now, I'm sure people do it all the time. You're not supposed to. Take money out of their name and put it into a 529 with you because that's like them making a gift to you and because it's not your money to start with. But I'm sure it happens all the time. But the tax credit would be a reason to do the 529. Now, there's two reasons. One is the tax deferral, which doesn't make a lot of sense because they're already in college. The other is a tax deduction, a tax credit. Okay, that one makes sense. I wouldn't put more than the amount of money it takes to get the tax credit, but that's a reason to do it.
Gotcha. But that tax credit is only to them. So, again, well, if there's not a huge amount of income, then...
I know people that do it. I mean...
You're not
but
supposed
technically,
to, though.
Technically, it's their money. And so when right. you open the 529 with their money, they're still the owner. They're the ones that get the tax credit. That's the way it works. Because the tax credit goes to the owner, the person making the gift or making the contribution to the account. It's not your money to make the contribution with yet.
Okay.
So look at the paperwork, talk to the people at the plan, and see what they say.
Okay.
Does that help you out?
Okay.
Yeah.
I think so. I guess I'm still not 100% sure what direction to go.
If you can get the tax deduction, do it.
Yeah.
But opening it up in their name, not in my name.
Talk to the people at the plan and see what they say about it.
Yeah, because they may have another take. If you have some more questions, Dan, hold on. I just got to take a break here, so stick around. Bill in San Jose will also get to your question. And we got room for maybe one more after that. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We're coming right back.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the Bucket Strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com. New rotary encoder, ordered on Granger's mobile app. A dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
When the truth is found,
it is Bucket Strategy Investing. We've got some room on the phones. Actually, we only have a little room and not a lot of time, but I write the number down anyway. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Coming up tomorrow on this show, we're going to be talking about the Roth versus paying off mortgage strategy. You're saying, what? The Roth versus paying off mortgage strategy? I've never heard of that. Well, you haven't heard of it, or you haven't been paying attention to the program, because we do talk about it from time to time. I haven't heard it discussed off of this program. It may be somewhere, but I've only heard us talk about it, Professor Plum, over the years.
Well, that's because we talk about cutting edge wonderful things that can help people.
Well, that's what we do, and that's what we're here for. So we'll be talking about that. Do you pay off your mortgage, or is there a better way to do it, especially with interest rates being as low as they are now? So talk about that coming up tomorrow in the first hour. 877-PLANNER, very quickly,
Dan was talking about the Arizona 529 plan.
Yes.
And I wasn't that familiar with it. I don't study every state's plan out there. But he was mentioning that it might have given a $4,000 tax credit. No. Unfortunately, it's not that nice. It gives a $4,000 tax deduction. Yes. And it gives a $4,000 tax deduction against state income taxes, not federal. And the state marginal tax bracket for many people is going to be about 4.25%. If you make more than $300,000 taxable income at Arizona's level, then it's a 4.54%. So it's really, it's only in the 4% range. So is it worth doing all the paperwork to start the 529 plan and then ultimately to take the money out of the 529 and do it for $170 tax credit, or excuse me, tax savings on the $4,000 tax deduction? It's $169.60 for most people is what the tax savings is. If that's enough to help you open an account, then that's worth doing. Otherwise,
you're not sure it's worth it in your mind.
Well, and it's not just the amount of paperwork to create the account and show the money being Dan's money instead of the kids' money going in, but it's also the paperwork on the end to show that it wasn't taxable on the tax return.
Yeah.
So it's two sets of paperwork. And $170 for, you know, some people are going, are you kidding? $170? It is a decent, I mean, hey, I'm not going to turn down $170, but you've got to look at how much paperwork and how much hassle it is to get that done.
Yeah. So it's just something to think about. Dan, if you're still listening, I hope you are. Just something else to think about on that. Okay, let's move along. I think I said Bill is next in San Jose, California. Hi, Bill.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good, how are you today?
Good, thank you. Thank you for taking my call, because I thought I saw something on the internet that was like too good to be true. And they usually aren't. It had to do with, I'm looking to retire. I'll be eligible at the end of January next year. I'll decide, you know, then when I do. But if I saw this right, it says that if you file jointly and make less than $32,000, you won't pay tax on your Social Security. And the way they come to the $32,000 is to take all the money you get, like from your IRAs or your bonds or whatever, and half of your Social Security.
Exactly.
And add it together. And so in my case, I'll get basically my wife will take a claim on mine, and we'll get about $47,000 a year
from Social.
So if I have this right, that's $23,500 minus $32,000.
No.
Which means $8,000 I can take out of my IRA plus my standard deduction of $12,600. So I could take $20,600 for my IRA, add that to my $47,000 for my Social Security, and have $67,600, but only pay tax on the $8,000, which would be less than $1,000. Is that right?
It's going to be close. It's not exactly that way. You're going to look at, if you take $20,000 out of your IRA and you add it to half your Social Security, that's $43,500. That's over the $32,000 level. So then about, you know, about $4,000 of your Social Security would be taxes along with the $20,000 from the IRA. And so you're really not paying any taxes at that level. And so you're right. But that's the way they look at it. You got a $67,000 income.
I get to deduct $12,600 from the $20,000, right?
You get to deduct $20,700 because you get your standard deduction of $12,600 and a personal exemption for you of $4,050 and a personal exemption for your wife of $4,050. So the reality is, once we find out what is taxable, and in that case, the $20,000 from the IRA is going to be adjusted gross income, $4,000 from the Social Security will be taxable, you got $24,000. Take away the $20,000, you know, of deductions and exemptions, you're going to pay tax on like $3,000 or $4,000 at the 10% bracket, like $300 or $400 in federal income taxes.
And I get to spend the rest?
Yes. Yes, you do. You get a $67,000 income at a tax of about $300 or $400 based on what you're
telling
us.
That's federal we're talking about.
No, we are talking federal. And the state will be almost nothing as well. Because
in California, I'd pay something else too.
You're not going to pay much to the state either because the state doesn't even tax Social Security. So you're only going to look at the $20,000 of IRA distribution as a potential, and there are deductions or not, there are exemptions against that from a state income tax as well. You're not going to pay much of anything in the state either.
Wow. So this is one that's good enough to be true.
If
I needed more money, could I take it from a Roth IRA and it wouldn't monkey the water here?
As long as it's been at least 5 years that you opened the first Roth IRA and you're 59 and a half, yeah. Obviously, you're 59 and a half. You're taking Social Security.
Yeah, I'm that.
And you've had the Roth for at least 5 years, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's tax-free. Now, how much in traditional IRAs do you have?
Well, altogether, including the Roth, and I can't break that out, it's $900,000.
Okay, including the Roth, though. But
the Roth might be 40 or 50.
The Roth may be 40 or 50, you said? So the IRA is like $800,000+, right?
Yes, sir.
You may want to work with your tax professional and take a little bit more out or postpone taking some Social Security for a little while and maybe wait a little bit on yours until a later date, you know, let it grow until age 70, and do Roth conversions or live off of more of traditional IRA money at first, even though it's in the 15% bracket, because in a not too long of a distance, you're going to be forced to take out $35,000, $40,000 a year from your IRA, which is going to throw a lot of your Social Security into the tax environment.
What?
There's a required minimum distribution at 70 and a half. And it's roughly 4% of your IRA balance, not including the Roth. If you've got 800 plus now, you leave it alone for 3, 4, 5 years, and maybe 900,000 by that time, you're talking $35,000 required minimum distribution.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, listen, I gotta end the hour. If you need some more discussion on this, hold on. And Professor Plum will be able to spend maybe a minute or two with you off the air. Required minimum distributions. We talked about that last week. Maybe again tomorrow. Who knows? We're out of time. If you need the Brain Trust, Professor Plum, or any of the advisors from Lucia Capital Group, their number 800-644-1150. For Professor Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented,
Nevada, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.